From Nashville, Tennessee, we present the Grand Ole Opry.
Now, here is Bobby Lord.
There's a room in the corner of the house where we spend so much time together. Now since you stepped out of my life, it will stay closed forever. Remember the good times we had in all kinds of stormy weather. In that room in the corner of the house, that will stay closed forever. The tables and chairs are covered in dust. The paper is yellow with age. And your goodbye letter, no one has heard today. Oh, I'm trying to find someone new, but somehow I could never. Now that room in the corner of the house.
Glad to see so many of you folks in the Grand Ole Opry House tonight. And I'm sure you won't be disappointed with the show we have planned for you. Here comes the tall Texan now on the stage to sing Madam Morris for you. Make welcome Mr. Billy Walker. Ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you. It's a real pleasure to be on here. And for all you Mexico people in here tonight, here's a little song for you, and it's called Madam Morris.
Down the plaza, the couples are walking to music so sweet. I found my love not too long ago in Matamoros. But I'm feeling low as a beggar who sits in the street. Oh, the promises that she made me with eyes black as midnight. How could I know how fickle her promise could be? Now I'm back to find what I feel is mine in matrimony. There'll be bad trouble if I catch her cheating on me. Streets are narrow and dark and tequila runs free in matrimony. Outside of McGill's swinging door, my heart breaks to hear the same haunting sounds of Granada. She once called it our song and vowed she'd be mine evermore. Then across the square with this wild young vaquero, I see her and dancing and tossing her raven black hair. may take a hand when I face this man from Matamoros. For the love of my woman is one thing that I'll never share.
All right, Steve.
And recall the last moments when I knew she loved me more than life. I can still hear her cry, I love you and I'll prove it manana. Then seeing my danger, she jumped in front of his knife.
I'm sure if you've listened to the Grand Ole Opry, and all of you have at one time or another, I'm sure, you've heard a young lady play the piano like nobody else plays it. Her name is Miss Del Wood, and she plays especially for you. Here she is. Introduce you to a fellow now that I don't know quite how to describe him, but he's one of the best dressed men you'll ever see, and I don't know who his dentist is, but I'd like to talk to him about it. His name is Cousin Jody, and here they are, the country cousins.
Television. Thank you there, Bobby. Long a time I no see. You know, we got a number here we done last night. We had a lot of requests to repeat the number. And incidentally, it's one of our new numbers here. The television set.
Just there, one thing, Cody. Oh, yeah. Do it just like the record. Don't mess it up.
Always play pretty, Jerry. Here we go.
Just like the record, we said. Quit it.
I asked my gal for to marry me. She said, yes, I will agree. If you're sure that I will get
20-acre farm and a television set.
Television set.
A 20-acre farm and a television set.
I had a friend who tried to get hit, but he only got his fur heart bit. She broke his heart with her wedding dress.
She traded even swap for a television set.
Television set. Television set.
She traded even swap for a television set.
A few days ago, she began to fret.
The doctor said she needed a television set.
Television set.
Television set. The doctor said she needed a television set.
Here's to the poor old bald-headed man, wearing the mark of the rolling pin. They'll have more if they don't agree.
Get a television for the family.
For the family. For the family.
You get a television for the family.
Jody? You know doggone good and well that's not on the record.
It is now, honey.
Oh, get out of here.
Here's to the boy who's dead, I bring. He drank too much in the moonlight dream. He wouldn't say goodnight for a bet.
She learned that he had a television set.
Television set. Television set.
She learned that he had a television set.
She learned that he had a television set.
Good job. Boy, there'll never be another. Just like that, old friend. Here's a song I'm going to sing for myself. And I like to sing it, and maybe you'll enjoy it, but I really don't care whether you enjoy it or not. I like to sing it. It goes...
I walked out on my front porch this morning, and I looked up towards the sky. To my left, the sun was rising. To my right, the mountains were high. But I missed the fields of green corn. Never see the the cotton so white. But I'm going home next summer to see my friends and my folks one more time. I'll punch a time clock again this morning, and on payday I'll stand in line. I'll pay my bills like the others, and I'll be even with the world one more time. But I miss the fields of green corn, and I never see the cotton so white. But I'm going home next summer to see my friends and my folks one more time. I never settle down for this reason. Going back is all that's on my mind. There's a rumor I'll be laid off tomorrow. Without a job, I can't save a dime. But I miss the fields of green corn, and I never see the cotton so white. But I'm going home next summer to see my friends and my folks one more time.
On the Grand Ole Opry stage, we have something a little bit different for you. This next fella is making his first appearance on the Grand Ole Opry, and some time ago, you may have heard a fella that recorded a bunch of songs that sounded a little bit different than the average songs. They're not just the average run-of-the-mill songs. He wrote them himself, and he sings the fire out of Ahab the Arab. Make welcome Ray Stevens. Here he is.
Thank you, Bob. Give me a little C chord there. One.
Well, here's a story about Ahab, the Arab, the sheik of the burning sand. Just dripping off of him and a ring on every finger of his hand. He wore a big old turban wrapped around his head and a scimitar by his side. And every evening about midnight, he'd jump on his camel named Clyde and ride solidly through the night to the sultan's tent, where he would secretly meet up with a team of the seven bales, swinging his grade A number one U.S. choice dancer in the sultan's old harem. Cause him and her had a thing going, you know, and they'd been carrying on behind the soul's back for some time now. You'd hear Ahab talk to his camel as he rode out across the dunes. His voice would cut through the still night desert air, and he'd say, which is Ramek for stop, Clyde, and Clyde say, which is camel for okay. Well, they brought that camel to a screeching halt in the rear of a demon tent. Jumped off Clyde, took around the corner, and into the tent he went. There he saw Fatima laying on a zebra skin rug, his face on her face.
fingers and bells on her toes and a bone in her nose. Ho, ho.
There she was, friend, laying there in all her radiant beauty, eating on a raisin, a grape, apricot, soda, chitlins, two bananas, three Hershey bars, and sipping on an ROC Coca-Cola, listening to her transistor, watching the Grand Ole Opry on the tube, reading the Mad Magazine while she sung, "Does your chewing gum lose its flavor in the commode?" Ahab walked up to her and he said, "Oh, which is Arabic for, let's twist again like we did last summer, baby." She looked up at him from off the rug and she blinked him eyes, slap, slap, slap. She gave him that old toothy grin, she said, grape apricot, pomegranate, bowl of chitlin, two bananas, three Hershey bars, sipping on an RC Coca-Cola, listening to her transistor, painting her toenails. Hey, I walk up, he say, "Put your hair up, baby's lips wide pussy again." And you say,
back on our stage again, the tall Texan, the jolly green giant here, Billy Walker.
Dressed in blue.
In a little cafe just the other side of the border, she was a sitting there giving me looks that made my mouth water. So I started walking her way. She belonged to Madman Jose. And then I knew, yes, I knew I should leave. Then I heard her say, kind of man, so big and so strong. Come a little bit closer, I'm all alone, and the night is so long. And we started to dance, in her arms she felt so exciting. And I just couldn't resist, one a little kiss so inviting. Then I heard the guitar player say, "Vamoose, Jose's on his way." And then I knew, yes, I knew I should leave. But I heard her say, "Come a little bit closer, you're my kind of man. So big and so strong. Come a little bit closer, I'm all alone, and the night is so long."
Thank you.
music stopped. When I looked, the cafe was empty. Then I heard Jose say, man, you know you're in trouble plenty. So I dropped my drink from my hand, and through the window I ran. As I rode away, I will never forget how she sang. Come a little bit closer, you're my kind of man. So big and so strong.
Very, very good, Bill. Here is Charlie Lewis.
The other day I walked out on the street. I happened to see a pretty young woman, a little bitty boy, and he looked back at me. Pet shop window. The little boy stopped to see. He looked up at her, said, if I had a daddy, he'd buy that puppy for me.
See the big man cry, mama. That's what I heard him say. See the big man cry, mama. He looks like his heart will break.
Stick by her, take care of her, then you will never hear.
See the big man cry, mama. That's what I heard him say. See the big man cry, mama. He looks like his heart will
break. Thank you. And next we have a wonderful young RCA Victor recording artist. He's been with RCA Victor for a while, but he has his first big hit as a single. Mr. J.E. Brown. Let's give him a hand. Would you do that for us?
Someone's gonna get hurt before you're through. Someone's gonna pay for the things you do. How many will it take? How many hearts must break just to satisfy you? Just to satisfy you. Another love, another fool to play your game. Another love, another fool, they're all the same. Someone's gonna get hurt before you're through. Don't be surprised if that someone is you. How many will it take? How many hearts must break just to satisfy you? Just to satisfy you. Another love, another fool to play your game. Another love, another fool, they're all the same. Someone's
Jim Edward Brown, and that's one side of Jim's new record called Just to Satisfy You. Isn't that great?
Here's a young man that I've heard a lot of the girls around town say that he's awful good-looking. He dresses nice, and he sings a fine song. He's doing for you The Long Way Home, his latest Capitol release, Mr. Ray Pillow. Let's make him welcome, would you?
It's gonna be a long way home. It's gonna be a long way home. How many times will I stop and cry? It's gonna be a long way home, 'cause my baby just told me goodbye. Last night I went to see the movie, 'cause my baby wanted to stay home. Guess who I saw at the movie, and guess who wasn't alone. It's gonna be a long way home. How many times will I stop and cry? It's gonna be a long way home, 'cause my baby just told me a lie. Baby, I said, baby, tell me what's wrong. Plain as day, she just said it's over. It's over, why don't you go home? It's gonna be a long way home. How many times will I stop and cry? It's gonna be a long way home, 'cause my baby just told me goodbye. It's gonna be a long way home.
Ray Pillow, Long Way Home. Thank you very much, Ray. But oh, it's been almost 10 years ago now. There was a little group over in Korea titled the Dusty Road Travelers. Jesse McReynolds is one of them, and I'm the other one. And we got the whole aggregation. He's got his big brother with him tonight, and they're singing Better Times Are Coming. Let's make them welcome Jim and Jesse and all the Virginia boys. Come on.
There's no place I can borrow. Give the landlord all the news. The rent comes due tomorrow. Lots of money in the bank. They say that's where to keep it. But only wouldn't they loan me some. They wouldn't let me see it.
Come take the wheel, you banjo. Keep taking time running. Put the water in the fence. That's better time.
Pull up for now, if only I would let her. Quite as strong as any ox, and she don't smell much better. Did kiss that Mary Lou for once, and then I had to leave her. Makes my collar get too tight, I start to burn with fever.
Come pick the well, you banjo, keep that guitar strumming. Put more water in the fence, there's better time to come.
Kept getting thinner till he run himself to death. So I brought him in for dinner. Cotton crops are mighty poor and wheat are really growing. Need a woman pretty bad to help me with the hoeing.
Come take the well, you banjo, keep that guitar strumming. Put more water in the soup, there's better times coming.
Other day, a hunting manual labor. I told him I hadn't seen.
ain't a guy, why don't he ask my neighbor? So come on, boys, and get your gals and keep your heels up higher. Don't let no one steal your gal, just hold her a little tighter.
Well, here you are, you banjo, keep that guitar strumming. Put more water in the food, like better times to come.
Jim and Jesse, the Virginia Boys, and did you have a word, Grant?
Yes, sir. I would like to introduce our next group, because for 39 years, think of it, Charlie, 39 years, they've been playing on the Grand Ole Opry stage, and they've got a great repertoire of old-time fiddle tunes. They're just about as popular as anybody that ever stood up here on the stage. We get Ralph Sloan of the Tennessee Travelers to dance with them. Here they are, the Crook Brothers String Band. All right, fine. Told me that this next song that you're going to do was written about 200 years ago. I gave my love a cherry. Charlie Lubin.
I gave my love a cherry that had no stone. I gave my love a chicken without a bone. I told my love a story that had no end. I gave my love a baby with no crying. How can there be a cherry without a stone? How can there be a chicken that has no bone? How can you tell a story that has no end? How can there be a baby with no cherry, when it's blooming, has no stone. A chicken, when it's pippin, has no bone. And the story of I love you has no end. A baby, when it's sleeping, has has no crying. A baby, when it's sleeping, has no crying.
That's fine, Charlie.
Last night, from the girl who is still in my heart, she's the one girl I've met I could never forget, even though we had drifted apart. I heard from a memory last night, and she promised to meet me today, and I'll tell her when she's in my arms again, that this time she'll have stay. Yes, I heard from an old flame last night, from an angel that I had hurt and I never thought I'd hear from again. When she said, hello, just that one word said as much as a thousand could have. 'Cause the way she said it, I knew she had forgiven me. I heard from a memory last night, and she promised to meet me today. And I'll tell her when she's in my arms again, that this time she'll have to stay.
Jim Edward Brown, thank you, sir. And I heard from a memory last night. That's going to be a big one. Right now, the old clock is being real good to us, and we're going to pass it along to you in the form of a real good instrumental from Jim and Jesse and the Virginia Boys. They call it The Border Ride. You sit back and listen to it. Give them a nice welcome, would you, Jim and Jesse?
Thank you very kindly. Jim and Jesse and the Virginia boys and the border ride. Right now, we'd like to do kindly stray from what you have on your little programs out there, but to do a mother song, and we want to dedicate it to Mama down in Alabama, to Jimmy's Mama over in Benson, North Carolina, and to Ronnie Blackwell's Mama in Spartanburg, South Carolina, and it's God Bless Her, 'cause She's My Mother.
Thinking of a little lady, she passed alone without a friend, the one who rocked me in my cradle, and through the years she loves me. Cheeks are fading, and when they pass her on the street, would break my heart to see them mock her, although she may not dress so neat. Ever love me, the first to hold me to her breast. God bless her, 'cause she's my mother, and she'll be the last one I'll forget. Lock of gray tells of her sorrow, and day by day she's growing old. Her tender smile each day grows sweeter, each day she's closer to God's fold.
Charlie, Jim Edward Brown's got a gleam in his eye over here at the side of the stage because he has a lot of guests up here tonight. Let's find out from him who they are.
All right, Grant, let me say goodnight, yeah, and I'll get out of the way and we'll all turn right. It over to Jim.
We're not quite gone yet.
All right,
Jim Ed.
All right, Grant, thank you very much. This is a group of some 22 people that are visiting here from Japan. They represent record dealers and distributors. They represent RCA and music companies and all. And they won this trip over here by some way, by selling more records and products than anybody else. And this is the highlight of their entire tour of the United States. They're making about 15 different cities around the country. And, of course, this gentleman here can tell you a lot more about it than I can, Mr. Gustel Brewer. Would you give him a nice hand, please?
Thanks very much. Thank you very much. I can only tell you we're hitting about 15 cities, among them New Orleans, New York, Honolulu, and so forth. But when they wrote from Japan, they said the one thing they really want to do is come to Nashville and come right here. And so we are here, and we are very happy, and they want to present a certain gift to Mr. Brown.
Yes, here you are. Thank you. What do I say now? But thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. If you will, let's get together and give them one great big round of applause. They came a long ways to see the Grand Ole Opry, don't you think?
Now here is Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper.
Well, I feel tears welling up and going deep inside my
like my heart's gonna be free. Cause there's a loneliness sharp and painful I might never shake. I guess you could say I've been taking it hard since you quit me off with the call. Don't you wait till that I'll lose my sorrow. I might sit right down and bawl. Oh, the race is on. Here comes pride up the backstretch. Heartache taken to the inside. My tears are holding back. Trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running. Your love's hold on for another sake. Oh, the race is on. Looks like heartache. And the winner loses all. Entered in love, never once suspecting what the final result would be. How it is it fear waking up one morning, finds you gone from me. There's an aching pain in the heart for the day, once I hated to say. Someone new came by to win you, and it came out second place. Oh, the race is on, here comes pride up the back stretch.
Thank you a lot there, Wilma Lee, and the race is on.
Until next week, a very pleasant good night.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.